Composting is the art of turning organic materials like vegetable scraps, coffee grounds and garden waste into something extraordinary, which works magic beneath the soil surface and breathes life into your garden. To compost at home also means less waste, chemicals and greenhouse gases. Thomas O'Connor runs Manna Organic Farm in Camp. He's also involved with Transition Kerry and Farming for Nature, and he's passionate about healthy soil. He explains why, if you've room in your garden, you should consider starting your own composting system.
Composting is very important so that we can cycle nutrients and reduce our waste, because in the past a lot of our green waste and compost went directly into the landfills and the land sites, and a huge amount of volume of material goes into that. It costs a lot of money to shift and move it around the place, but then also there's a lot of minerals and nutrients that are inside in the food that we're wasting that we can recycle and capture. In the past, the idea of composting was designed around reducing the volume of material as much as possible, so that went into landfill it was the smallest amount of volume, it was the cheapest amount of stuff to move. But actually, composting is not only the breaking down process, it's the building it up again. So in compost you have all your raw ingredients and they can be broken down, but then you want biology inside in those compost heaps that'll bind and build them all together, so they're available to the plants but they're not soluble. So in other words, when you throw it out in the ground, the minerals and nutrients don't wash away. So that's what a good composting system does. You turn around and have the right mixture of ingredients, you have the right biology inside in it, and it starts a process of breaking down the materials first, but then it rebuilds them into stable forms and humates and things that can be in the side in the soil and feeding your plants without actually turning around and washing away in the rain.
So you mentioned words like humates there. I think a lot of people mightn't be familiar with that. So maybe you'd explain some of that to me.
Yeah, so humates are just complex organic compounds with carbon around them. So it's like when the bacteria, they break down all the materials and then they turn around and glue that together. And then that creates humates, and humates are part of humus, which is part of the soil. So that's the most stable form in the soil, and there's a lot of carbon and stuff in that, which means it won't leach or run away.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's like a magnet in the soil that holds all the minerals and nutrients together. So without carbon or humates inside in the soil, well then, like your minerals and nutrients, it's like them being inside in sand. So it's kind of the glues that hold the stuff together.
So actually compost is really important. It's really
extremely important, yeah. Especially when we're dealing with our waste cycles and waste streams. And again, like I said, there's a lot of waste coming from the houses that we can reuse. And even if you can't compost yourself at home, it's extremely important to be turning around and make sure you're using your brown bin. And then when it goes to your municipal waste site, that can be composted and then that can be used in other places.
Is it enough to use your brown bin? I mean, if we all just do that, is that enough?
That's enough if you have a small house and an estate and you don't have much room out your back. But if you have a bit of a garden, you've waste from your garden and your own foodstuffs, then you're way better off composting yourself.
So what's involved? Thomas explains how to get started.
You can buy simple enough units that turn, and all you got to do is you put in your food waste. You don't put in raw food waste, like you don't put in fish or meat or stuff like that, because that can tend to draw rodents and stuff. But usually in a compost you want about 10% high nitrogen, 30% greens and 60% carbon. Now your carbon could be cardboard or wood chips or straw or hay or whatever it is, so that it doesn't get sloppy. And then you want 30% greens, that could be your cuttings from your garden and your lawn and stuff like that. And then the high nitrogen is generally like your really fresh vegetables and stuff like that. And the idea of that ratio is that's the same kind of ratio that the bacteria and the biology that working in the compost are made of. So if you keep it at that, then you turn around and all that biology thrives a lot faster. The idea of also having a lot of carbon in there is like you'd want it to stay aerobic. You want plenty of oxygen in it, because all the biology that's helping break down those materials and rebuild them are all aerobes. They like oxygen and require it. And also that the vast majority of pathogens, that issues that are there, are anaerobic. They operate without oxygen. So you need a good mix inside in your compost so the air gets into it and the biology is healthy.
Okay, so most people wouldn't have straw, say, at home unless you're in a farm. So cardboard is perfectly acceptable in that
cardboard
place.
And newspaper, and it's less of an issue these days than it was in the past, because now all the inks that are used in the cardboard and the newspapers are for soya and plant-based, because before they were toxic. So you always want to be careful of the ingredients you're putting into it. Like you wouldn't go down and get a box from the hardware store that had Roundup or something inside in it and start using that. You just want to be careful and aware of what it is.
The most important next steps are to make sure the compost mix doesn't get too wet and to allow plenty of time for the magic to happen.
you keep an eye on it. If it's smelling, you know that there's something wrong. Usually it's gone anaerobic. If there's a lot of water, if it's not covered and there's a lot of water inside in it or stuff dripping out. So what you don't want it to go is go soggy, because then it goes anaerobic. So you got to watch it. And then if that happens, you just need to turn it. There's a lot of the ones now, the newer ones that you buy, they're a barrel. So you, all you do is you turn the barrel and that's aerating it. But usually then in a smaller scale at home, people have like two bays and you'd empty from one into the other and you can mix other stuff in then as you go. The idea, the important thing is to make sure it's not getting too wet and that you don't have too much wet food inside in it. That's the importance of cardboard or wood chips or whatever it is that's coming from your garden or area, even shredded material off of your hedgerows and stuff like that. So there's fast composting. So when you bring your brown bin and you go to your municipal site, that's fast composting. It's mixed in with carbon, which is usually wood chippings or shreddings, and then it's turned very fast over a 6 week period of time. The temperature goes up really high, it kills off the pathogens, but the problem with those kind of systems is that they burn off a lot of the carbon. So if you have, and because the temperature gets so high that the diversity of biology in it is really small, whereas if you slow long composting systems, then you turn around and you have a way better, a way larger diversity of bacteria, but then also fungi that are inside in it. So usually in a municipal waste site, a lot of the carbon is being burned off of the actual compost, and a lot of minerals and elements are being volatilized because the temperature gets so high. So sometimes cool, slow and steady. And then like with the likes of the compost in your back garden, if that's left for a year, as you go through the year and the temperature is rising and dropping, you get different stages of biology that are growing through it. And as the biology and bacteria grow, they leave the little eggs and cysts. And then when you make a compost here and put out your compost, that's all the eggs to breed the biology and stuff back onto your ground. Then also in a static pile, you get mycelium and mushrooms running through it. When you're turning your compost really, really fast, then you're turning around, you're breaking all those mycorrhizal structures. And if we're talking about carbon into the atmosphere, if we use fast composting systems, we burn off nearly 60 to 70% of the carbon into the atmosphere. A slow composting system that has the fungi working in it, then that keeps 60 or 70% of the carbon inside in the compost. So it's like a rabbit hole. Once you go down it, it's really deep, but it's still also very simple. And there's some very easy and good solutions that can be found by just Googling and looking at some YouTube clips and stuff like that.
People are often put off composting by the fear of drawing rodents to their garden, but Thomas says there are ways to prevent that happening.
There could be an issue around rats and rodents, which is in a small place, as a lot of people have. There's a thing called a Sue Johnson reactor, and that's literally a wire mesh cage at the bottom and a cage that goes around it and a wire mesh at the top. And the idea of that then is it lets oxygen into it, but you can fill it up, put the wire on the top, and then that way it doesn't, the rats can't get into it and the rodents and stuff can't get into it. So it's a rodent proof thing.
And can you get that locally?
You'd make it yourself. Yeah, okay. So you can Google Sue Johnson reactor and it's a cage. And yeah, I have a nice document I did for Farming for Nature on worm arrays and small scale composting units that has details on it.
Once you have your compost, it's fantastic for your plants.
If you have a really good compost and you've made your time making it, you can make a compost tea out of it or an extract. So like instead of, you know, having all of your compost heat being used at once, you take 2 or 3 kilos of it and you turn around and add that to water. You stir it vigorously to knock the biology off it, and you use that as an inoculation around your garden, because it's the bacteria and the biology that are helping feeding the plants, as well as the minerals and nutrients. So a lot of what comes out of compost isn't necessarily just the N, P and K that we're told about. It is the actual biological inoculation of the activity. And because the plants have such a good relationship with the biology, that's a way better boost to them.
Is that almost like a liquid feed that people put in container pots?
It is literally a liquid feed.
It can sound quite complicated, but you're saying this is an easy process.
It is. Everything breaks down. Nature is doing that for millennia of years. All we got to do is find the right ingredients, and it kind it depends what you have available to you.
There are 2 courses being run in Tralee over the next 2 months for people interested in growing your own veg and making your own compost. Thomas has more detail.
So we started a course for gardening for community, people and planet. It's a 6 week program and it's with Transition Kerry and Kerry County Council and NEWKD. The idea is to improve the to help encourage the use of allotments around the town and develop them. Like we have Miterwell, we have Marion Park and we have Ratnan, I can never pronounce that right. And I'm giving a series of 6 workshops between here and the 6th of December, talking about understanding soil biology, how composting works, seed saving, orchards, fruit propagation and stuff like that. And then in Marion Park, there's another set of allotments working on going on Saturdays. The whole idea is it was Kerry County Council funding to turn around and promote the allotments, because food is extremely important to our communities and we need that connection with our food again, and allotments is a very public space to do it. Not everybody has a big garden. Also, again, it develops community.
You'll find out more about the courses on Transition Kerry's website.